is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours wherever you are, whatever you're doing. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you are absolutely amazing. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Me? I'm happy to be here. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got Sirius XM, you go to channel 158. If you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker. Talk to the machine. Talk to the technology. Request that it plays the Infinity Sports Network. And thank you oh so much to everybody watching live. Yes, you can now watch the JR Sport Brief Show live on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, type in the Infinity Sports Network, and boom, the JR Sport Brief Show. It'll pop up live. You can watch me in the studio. Congratulations, I'm here. And we've talked about a lot so far. You can hit rewind on the stream. You can hit rewind on the Odyssey app. Technology is absolutely amazing. We talked about Bill Belichick. Tom Brady said, can you come coach the Raiders? Reportedly, Bill Belichick said, no thanks. Pete Carroll wants back in the NFL. Having conversations with the Bears? Okay, fine. I don't think Pete Carroll is going to get another job. We got James Franklin, the head coach of Penn State. He is upset. He's mad that his opponent tomorrow, Notre Dame, the college football playoff, they don't play conference championship games. They didn't play as many games as we did. They got more rest. Wah, wah, wah. Get over it. Just beat Notre Dame and then complain about it afterwards. Don't talk about it before. Making these built-in excuses. We got Mick Cronin, the head coach of UCLA basketball. He basically called his team soft. He says, I know I'm good. I got more energy than everybody, and my players are soft. But me, I'm good. I can't wait for that apology, whatever the hell it sounds like. And then, man, we've talked about actual football in the NFL, their playoff. Looks like Jordan Love, he's throwing a football. He got a busted up elbow, but he's throwing a football. And Jalen Hurts is back in practice. He's been sitting in concussion protocol. Looks like he's going to be a go against these Packers. So a lot of news. There's a lot going on. We're entering into an amazing time in a sports calendar, especially if you love football, which I would think you do. We got college football tomorrow. We got college football on Friday. We got NFL playoff football moving from Sunday to Monday. It's just a lot going on. Just a lot. Tons. That's what we've been talking about. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. But it's time to do something real special. It's time for a top six list. This is what I do every single Wednesday. Today is January 8th. The year is 2025. It's been a week. 2025 is a week old. A week and a day. I wasn't here last week. I was minding my business. Hickey, what were you doing at this time last week? What were you doing?
Relaxing, right? New Year's Day. You had the Oregon-Ohio State game just end right about now. I was just chilling.
Hickey, I don't remember what I was doing.
Probably a good thing.
I don't know if that's good or bad. I do not remember. Which game was on right now on New Year's Day? Which game was on?
Oregon-Ohio State just ended.
That ass-whooping?
That ass-whooping finally came to an end. Oregon said mercy.
I think I was drinking beer.
In that JR Sport Briefs Cheez-It sweatshirt you got on right now?
No,
that's
not
pretty fresh, by the way.
Thank you. This is the first time I'm wearing this one.
Oh, okay.
When I sat in my honorary bowl of Cheez-Its, I was wearing an orange or red hoodie. Today I decided to bust out the black one that they gave me.
How many colors you got? You got orange?
Oh, I got black. I got a couple. I got varieties, you know.
Look at you. Look at Cheez-It. Shout out to them hooking you up.
Yeah, shout outs to Cheez-It. JR Sport Brief and Cheez-It. A great combination. There we go. Right? Come on. And then what we do now, Hickey, now what we do is and this is not intentional. You know me and you just shooting a you-know-what. You know what I'm going to do now, right? You know what I'm going to do?
Let's hear it.
I'm going to send this to Cheez-It. It was great hanging out with you guys last week. But anyway, enough of the ass kissing stuff, okay? But this is a nice hoodie. Thank you so much. People on the stream can see it. And by the way, people are asking me where they can get JR Sport Brief hoodies. Well, we'll work that out soon, people. Just stay tuned. You can get a JR Sport Brief hoodie. Not like this one I have on now, unless Cheez-It does something. But we got things coming for you, okay? Anyway, top six list. For weeks, for days, we've been talking about some of the worst teams in the NFL. Awful teams. Terrible coaches, terrible owners, terrible management, just the terrible players, all just all over the damn place. And so for this year's first top six list, I'm going to make it real simple for you. I'm going to share with you a list of the most dysfunctional NFL teams in the league right now. Now, I mentioned this before the break, and I'm going to mention this now. I just have to give and show a lot of love to the Washington Commanders, because typically they would be on this list. They have been just made appearances on this list for just about every year, but they have a new owner in Josh Harris. And then you got Magic Johnson, who's a part of the organization as well. Congratulations. If you happen to be a fan of the Commanders, your team is no longer a joke. Now, for a lot of these other teams I'm going to mention, if they should be so lucky, they'll end up with a new owner as well, and they will get off of this list. Without further ado, it's time for a top six list of the most dysfunctional teams in the NFL.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time to get JR's latest top six list. Only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time to give you a list of the top six dysfunctional teams in the NFL. I am not wasting any time. I told you about ownership groups. Well, Washington is no longer on this list. Congratulations and welcome to this team. You have just made the list. At number six.
Number six.
It's the New England Patriots. Welcome. How did the New England Patriots make a top six list of dysfunctional NFL teams? Wouldn't you think all of that shine and all that gold and glisten and rings and championships and confetti, wouldn't that still be a part of everything going on in New England? Wouldn't Bill Belichick and his six Super Bowl titles and his nine appearances and his 16 AFC East championships, wouldn't that still put them in some good graces? No, not anymore. Robert Kraft went to a massage parlor. I'm just saying. Dysfunctional, okay? You're a billionaire, you can get away with it. Robert Kraft decided to hire Gerard Mayo last year. And then just a couple of days ago, he fired him. At this time last year, he was thanking his grandparents. His grandparents, great people. He was saying hello to his brother. Oh, his brother's a great guy. He was like, oh, Gerard, we've wanted to hire him forever. And this year he fired him. He said he wasn't ready to be the coach. And then Robert Kraft, you want to talk about old guys. Robert Kraft stood in front of the media and said, it's my fault. I feel so bad. I shouldn't have hired him in the first place. I feel so bad. No, you don't. You're going to the massage parlor. Listen.
This whole situation is on me. I feel terrible for Gerard, because I put him in an untenable situation. I know that he has all the tools as a head coach to be successful in this league. He just needed more time before taking the job.
He sounds like he just walked out of the massage parlor. That's enough of him. The New England Patriots are number six on my list. Top six dysfunctional NFL teams. Pats are six. What's next?
Number five.
Oh, this team is used to this. They are used to this. They're on the list again. Maybe next year they won't be on the list. Why? Because Tom Brady is helping to run the damn team. I got the Raiders at number five on my list. You want to talk about Gerard Mayo getting fired as a first-year head coach. The Las Vegas Raiders had Antonio Pierce as their full-time, no longer interim head coach after he took over for another disaster in Josh McDaniels. Antonio Pierce went 4-13. He had to deal with Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. Would you rather be shot or stabbed? That's the type of decision that he had to make with the quarterback. He had to fire his offensive staff. Oh, yeah, and outside of Antonio Pierce, the next coach that they hire, or at least the one that Tom Brady hires, this will be their ninth coach since Mark Davis took over since the passing of his dad, Al. This is pathetic. And he has a bad haircut. I'm sorry. I can't. Hickey, I want to have so much money I could walk around with a Dumb and Dumber haircut and nobody says anything to me. I want to do that in life.
Same. You're talking about goals. Life goals right there.
Hickey, if I'm in New York for Halloween, unlikely. But if I'm in New York for Halloween later this year, we should do the black and white version of Dumb and Dumber. You cool with that? Right? You cool with that?
I'm in. That'd be fun.
Do we got to get wigs or something like that?
Definitely got to get the costumes. Those are pretty fresh.
What did they wear? Overalls? I don't remember.
No, aren't they the suits? Right? Like the bright orange, like, not a tux, but like, I don't know what, a top hat.
Let's start with the haircuts, okay?
Okay.
That's easy. You get a bowl haircut first, okay? You do it. I will perm my hair and I will do it. I'm not even going to get a wig. I'm going to perm my hair. And I'm going to have a Jim Carrey cut. Okay? Deal?
If you go first, I'll do it. How about we go the same time?
Okay. Good deal.
Same time. Okay.
Dumb and Dumber for Halloween 2025. I'm with it. Speaking of Dumb and Dumber, Max Crosby is no idiot. The star defensive player for the Raiders. He said, you know what? With everything going on, he was on the Rush podcast. He said, man, I may not even stick around here with the Raiders. I don't know what's going on.
This season didn't go the way anybody expected it, to be honest, and it's unfortunate, you know what I mean? And for me, like, it's this business is not easy, you know what I mean? And from the coaching side and front office and just constant turnover, and it's something that I, especially, you know, being here, being in with the Raiders, like, I've seen I'm gonna be on a new head coach again, this would be the fifth head coach we've had or whatever. We're gonna see what happens, you know. For me, I truly love being a Raider. I want to win here. I want to win with the Raiders. But, like I said, we'll see. There's going to be a lot of change. And I'm going to just take it one day at a time. That's literally all I can control.
Now he told the truth, right? Now, you could either say he's being very matter of fact, of which he typically is. Max Crosby, we've had him here on the show. He's a very nice guy. Or you can say that's a cry for help. One of those situations where you look into a camera, you go, blink twice if you need help. That's Max Crosby calling for help in a more subtle way than Tyreek Hill. Anyway, you want to talk about dysfunctional? Yeah, I got the Patriots at 6. I got the Las Vegas Raiders at 5. What's next?
Number 4.
No tease here. Jerry Jones's team, okay? Ain't no long drawn out tease. The Dallas Cowboys are dysfunctional as dysfunctional could be. And you damn right. I can have them high up on this list. But they are so used to operating in a space of dysfunction, there's nothing surprising here. Jerry Jones stood in front of the media a couple of days ago and said, when I bought the Dallas Cowboys, I didn't buy the Dallas Cowboys as an investment. I bought the Dallas Cowboys as an occupation. The man said that he is not stepping down as general manager. So what is he? He's like Mr. Burns. This man's going to be 90, 100 years old doing a crap job, even worse than he's done already. And he's still going to run the Dallas Cowboys? In what world does this make sense? The Dallas Cowboys, they need to change the D from Dallas to dysfunction. Dallas Cowboys haven't won a title in 30 years just about. Damn, that's a long time. This man fired Tom Landry when he showed up the first day. This man hired his friend from college in Jimmy, and then he fired him too. He had Jason Garrett twisting in the wind. He has Mike McCarthy twisting in the wind. Am I going to bring him back or not? I could just dangle him out the window like Michael Jackson dangled his kid. Jerry Jones is a football. Well, I'm not going to use that word. It's not a nice word. He's a crazy old man. Let's just put it that way. This past Sunday, man, you got a guy like Cooper Rush. He could have made another $250,000. He could have made $250,000 with a playing incentive. He didn't play. And then Jerry Jones was like, I didn't know anything about it. I don't know.
I didn't even know about it. I didn't even know about it until I read about it. So nothing, nothing at all. Those incentives are in there for the team, and we put them in there so that if someone is, in his case, as a backup quarterback, has to play, they've got the financial incentives, but they're usually put in there because of people representing him, and they should be. So he did really earn some pretty serious incentives this year.
Okay. The bottom line is, I'm a cheap you-know-what. He's not the starting quarterback, and he didn't naturally get those incentives, so I don't care about his $250,000, even though I am worth more than $11 billion. And Dallas Cowboys are just dysfunctional, period. Okay, nothing to do, nothing to see here. Moving along, Cowboys number four. Who's more dysfunctional than them?
Number three.
Oh, man. How about the team that got a... They're getting robbed by everybody. Let's just put it that way. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars. They just fired Doug Peterson, a guy who won a Super Bowl. They just went 4-13. Trevor Lawrence is injury prone. Now the guy's shoulders busted up. His head is busted up. The guy had to start his career with Urban Meyer, who got fired. He robbed them. Well, he robbed Shad Khan. Jacksonville Jaguars got robbed by that guy in their accounting department. That guy stole $20 million from him. And now they're getting robbed by Trent Baalke? Does he have naked pictures of Shad Khan? How in the hell does Trent Baalke still have a job? You think about his draft class. Out of almost 40 guys, he got like six starters out of it. And so you fire Doug Peterson, but you keep the GM on? And what type of world does this make any type of sense? And this is so hilarious because they don't have a coach. They kept on their bad GM. And then earlier this week, Shad Khan is on a Zoom conference call with his general manager. And Shad Khan was asked, if the coach came on and said that we need to fire the GM, well, would you do it? And the GM is sitting right there with him. Listen to this crap.
My response would be, how would you improve it? And then if it is credible, you want to do it, okay?
Yeah, if it makes sense, I'll fire this guy. Yeah, the guy on the call right here, the guy on the phone with us right now, this minute, the guy standing there looking awkwardly into the camera, yeah, I'd fire him if I thought it was a good idea. If somebody thought it was a good idea, yeah, I'd fire him. Trent Baalke looked into the camera like, okay, I still got my job now because my owner's an idiot. Oh, yeah, the Jaguars, they're dysfunctional. They tried to sue the gambling company to get their money back. Now, they stupid. Now, they not just dysfunctional. They are stupid. I got them at number three on my list. You want to talk about dysfunction? What's the next number?
Number two.
You can't have dysfunction without a J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. Where do I start? The New York Jets, they put all their eggs in one basket. The New York Jets said, we need to get Aaron Rodgers. That'll put us over the hump. And if it doesn't, it'll put us into the toilet. Well, that's exactly where they are right now. Forget their 5-12 record. They've just been a disaster, okay? Aaron Rodgers is old and just about washed up. There are rumors that the teenage son of the owner, the Band-Aid man, Woody Johnson, of the Johnson & Johnson family, that Woody Johnson has to answer questions that his teenage son isn't running the team. Aaron Rodgers, we all know that guy might as well be on another planet. Woody Johnson fired Rob Saleh. Woody Johnson fired Joe Douglas. The Jets don't have a quarterback. We know Aaron Rodgers ain't coming back. They don't have a coach. They don't have a GM. They have an owner who, at a meaningless game against the Dolphins, said, yeah, we ended the season on a high note. This guy is clueless. Listen to Woody Johnson, the Band-Aid man, who needs a Band-Aid for his organization.
Everybody thought this was going to, not just me, thought this was talented, but all the networks that are paying millions of dollars, they put us in six prime time. So everybody thought this was going to be unbelievable. So from that standpoint, yeah, we didn't live up to that early opinion of virtually everybody. But we ended up well, because I don't care about anything else, but a win at the end was good. And so we beat them today. They played well. They didn't give up. Everybody showed up. And we did some really nice things.
We didn't give up. We did some really nice things. Attaboy. All the New York Jets get a sticker. Everybody gets a participation trophy. The New York Jets, well, I'm not going to, I can spell pathetic. Yeah, they should change it from J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 to P-A-T-H-E-T-I-C, pathetic, 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 because that's what they are, and they're dysfunctional too. New York Jets, number two on my list. How can you be worse than the Jags? Yeah, it's sad. This year's been a disaster. They deserve it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. This is a top six list of the most dysfunctional teams in the NFL. I just gave you five. On the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you about the most dysfunctional team in the NFL today. You don't want to miss it. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. This is the first of 2025, and we're discussing the top six dysfunctional teams currently in the NFL. I'm moments away from sharing with you who I have here at number one overall, but to give you a quick recap, well, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. If you're watching on our live stream on the Infinity Sports Network YouTube channel, you can hit rewind. But let me give you one. At number six, the New England Patriots. Yes, they have entered into the world of dysfunction. Thank you, Robert Kraft. I tell you, life is about balance. You can't be great for 20 years and expect things not to hit the toilet. And number six is the Patriots. And number five is the Raiders. What a shock, right? I mean, Mark Davis has been running the team. Hopefully things change with Tom Brady helping out. And number four, I gave you the Dallas Cowboys. Operating perennially in a state of dysfunction. Thank you, Jerry Jones. Never change. Never change, Jerry Jones. And number three, the Jacksonville Jaguars. They are robbed by everybody. They're robbed by coaches. They're robbed by their own accountants. They're robbed by general managers. Everybody just robs them. I think I can get a job interview at this point with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I should put in my resume. What have you coached? I don't know, rec league basketball. And the Jaguars would give me an opportunity because they're stupid. Number two, the New York Jets. The New York Jets went for it all. They tried to hit a grand slam with Aaron Rodgers, and they swung and they missed. And it's over now. They have no coach. They have no quarterback. They have no general manager. They have an owner whose claim to fame, he is wealthy because his family sold Band-Aids and Q-tips. That's the owner of the New York Jets. Sorry, no offense. Anyway, if I have the New York Jets at number two, can there be an organization? Can there be a team more dysfunctional than the Jets, who, by the way, the owner had to tell everybody, oh, yeah, my teenage son is not running the team. Is there an organization more dysfunctional than the Jets? I think the answer is yes. I think you have to be a team that just has even more clueless of an owner than Woody Johnson, who owns the Jets. How about this owner doesn't deserve the team? Let me not say deserve. How about this owner? She has no idea what she's doing. If you were listening yesterday, you probably have an idea. It's time for the most dysfunctional team in the NFL today. What number is it?
Number one.
It's the Tennessee Titans. Yeah. Oh, pop quiz. Were you listening yesterday? A little bit of a teaser. The Tennessee Titans are owned by one by the name of Amy Adams. She is the daughter of the former owner of the Tennessee Titans and also the Houston Oilers. Deceased. He's been gone for about 10 years now. Bud Adams. She got the team. Similar to Mark Davis. She is running the team because her father left her with the team. And it's one thing to, run. I don't want to say with the football corpse of Ryan Tannehill. It's one thing to literally run with Derrick Henry. But what do you do after that? What do you do when the foundation needs to be built by you, when things need to get started again? What do? You have an amazing coach, and I don't know, Mike Vrabel, one of the best coaches in the NFL. I'll tell you this, in my lifetime, he's one of the best coaches that I've ever seen in my life. The way that this man manipulates a clock, this man is getting penalties on purpose to use to his advantage. He is light years ahead of other coaches. And oh yeah, by the way, he played. This man was out there cracking skulls, and now he is leading men. He is a genius football coach. They fired him because he was too smart for the idiots in the room. They gave him the boot last year. And then Amy Adams had the nerve at this time last year to talk to the media and explain why they fired one of the best coaches in the NFL, who, by the way, everybody wants today. What a dumbass you look like. But then she tried to say that the future is bright with our general manager that we're excited about. Listen to this from last year.
And I will always appreciate what Mike brought, and wish the best for Mike and his family. The last two seasons have been very disappointing, and the fans felt it, I felt it. We made changes last year, and I came to believe we needed to make a change to the coaching staff. I have high expectations, and I'll never apologize for that. And these fans deserve a great team. And they deserve a championship brought to the city. And that's what we're going to work towards. And I'm prepared to make the hard decisions to hopefully get us there sooner. This team has a bright future. We have Rand. We have a promising young quarterback. I mean, the sky's the limit. We've got cap space. We've got a great draft position. Things are bright for the Titans. I'm really very, very optimistic.
We got Ran. They fired him yesterday. We have a promising young quarterback. That man belongs in mayonnaise commercials. That guy is a bum. We have a bright future. Let me remind you again. We have Ran. Ran Carthen, the general manager, who was only the GM for 2 years. It was all good just a year ago. And then they fired him yesterday. Listen to this news clip.
The Titans fired general manager Rand Carthen after just two seasons on the job. He was introduced as the first black manager back in 2023 and helped to hire a new coach. Tennessee controlling owner Amy Adams Strunk said it was impossible to ignore that the team did not improve in the last 2 years. The Titans lost their final six games and clinched the number one pick in the 2025 NFL draft.
Come on now. What? This is sad. Like, I feel bad for the Titans. And why do I have them at number one on the list? It's not that difficult for me. You know, I can look at a lot of teams and go, oh, well, they don't got a quarterback. Well, they don't. Tennessee Titans don't have a quarterback. No, they don't have a coach. I don't care who the hell they brought in. They don't have an owner. This lady doesn't know diddly. She needs a Tom Brady to save her. At least Mark Davis got Tom Brady. At least Shad Khan, I don't know, by accident, he'll bring in somebody. He got us. Who the hell is talking to this lady? She's firing some of the best of the best. Even Deion Sanders and the own players were on social media yesterday going, you fired the GM? This guy, we love him. He's good. Look at all the talent he brought in. They were 3-14. Not because Mike Vrabel stinks or the GM stunk. It takes time. You need a QB. Will Levis is better off eating mayonnaise in commercials than throwing footballs. This is a disaster. You don't believe me? Listen to Jonathan Jones explain it on CBS HQ. They suck.
Let's go back to the first week of December. They're 7-4. They face the Philadelphia Eagles, to whom they had traded A.J. Brown with John Robinson as GM. They lose to the Eagles, get a little embarrassed with their former player on the other sideline, and then they fire John Robinson, who had never had a losing season. Then, a couple weeks later, Amy Adams Strunk, the owner of the Tennessee Titans, meets Rand Carthen at the NFL's Accelerator program for front office and personnel folk. And then a few weeks after that, she ultimately hires him as general manager to pair with Mike Vrabel. Then, as he was hired to sort of work with a coach who was coach of the year, heavy in personnel, they worked together. And then ultimately, Strunk decides, we're going to go with Rand Carthon as GM and we're going to fire Mike Vrabel. Okay, they do that. And then they make some changes in the front office. And then this year, they allowed Rand Carthon to go out and hire Brian Callahan as head coach. They struggle on the field, wind up getting the number one overall pick. So now they're out on Rand Carthon.
Man, they ain't got no GM. Man, they ain't got no quarterback. I know they're keeping Callahan on. What good is he if he don't have a QB? Might as well not have him. And they don't have an owner. I'm sorry. Amy Adams, she needs some help. Somebody help her. Help her, please. They got a new stadium coming. That's nice. Nissan Stadium, if they still call it Nissan. Nissan and Honda joining forces. Anyway, that's a top six list. I just gave you a top six list of the most dysfunctional teams in the NFL. At number six, I gave you the Patriots. At number five, I gave you the Raiders. At number four, I gave you the Cowboys. At number three, I gave you the Jags. At number two, I gave you the Jets. And number one, I gave you the Tennessee Titans. Oh, yeah, we got some more dysfunctional teams in the NFL. We got a couple of teams in the Midwest that could have easily made the list. We got a team on the East Coast that could have made the list. We have some other teams that are operating in a space of dysfunction, but there's a couple of reasons why I did not add them to this list. How about this? The phone lines are open right now. That's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. What NFL franchise is the most dysfunctional? What NFL franchise cannot get out of its way to save its life? What team can't get out of its way to actually reward its fan base? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I got the Titans today as the most dysfunctional team in the NFL. Your calls on the other side of the break. I'm going to get the thoughts of super producer and host Ryan Hickey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I gave you the first top six list for the year 2025. Today's list, we just took a look at the most dysfunctional teams in the NFL today. If you missed the full list, if you missed the full explanations, if you missed the fancy audio, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. If you happen to be watching live on Infinity Sports Network on our YouTube channel, you can hit rewind there. But I'll tell you right now, give you a quick rundown. And by the way, you got an opinion, 855-212-4227. At number six, I gave you the New England Patriots. Yeah, they're dysfunctional today. Welcome. And number five, I gave you the Las Vegas Raiders. And number four, I gave you the Dallas Cowboys. And number three, I gave you the Jacksonville Jaguars. And number two, I gave you the New York Jets. And at number one, I gave you a team that has, I think, the most clueless owner. Yeah, there's somebody more clueless than Jerry Jones. I gave you the Tennessee Titans, led by owner Amy Adams Strunk. It is more teams that are dysfunctional. Yeah, there are more teams that they're in the toilet. But when I think about dysfunction, there's really a couple of pillars that I look at a team and go, do they have this? Do they have that? And, you know, so there's a couple of things. Do you have a quarterback? Do you have a GM? Do you have a coach? Yeah, if your owner might be nutty, can you at least check a box? A couple of these boxes where you have some type of stability. You know, before we went to break, I had mentioned there's a couple of teams in the Midwest that I think are dysfunctional. I think there's a team in the East that's dysfunctional. There's a couple of teams. Yeah, so for instance, how about this? Why didn't I have the Chicago Bears on this list? Why? People want to look at the McCaskies and say that it's, you know, they need to sell the team. I understand that. If I'm talking about today, I don't think the Bears, I don't think the Bears are as bad as, I don't know, the Titans, the Cowboys. They have a quarterback. You know, I can take a look at the Chicago Bears and say if they find the right coach, I think they could turn things around and very quickly. Come on now. There were a lot of people in Chicago, much love to people listening on the score, who took a look at this team prior to the season and said, wow, we can be competitive enough to win and get ourselves a wild card spot. We know that didn't happen for the Chicago Bears, but I think they're closer and can be closer if they just find the right coach. People weren't complaining about getting the McCaskies out of here until more recently. It's ebbs and flows and ups and downs. Damn it, I'm waiting for somebody from Pittsburgh to tell me, well, the Steelers are dysfunctional now? Come on. People say wild things all the time. So the Chicago Bears, have they historically been in a great spot? Hell no. But do I think that they're in a worse place than some of these teams that I just mentioned? Hell no as well. No, not at all. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hickey, I can only put but six teams on a top six list. Who do you think is the most dysfunctional team in the entire NFL?
Most, I would still go with your Jets.
Oh, damn.
I think they deserve the top spot over the Titans, in part because the dysfunction has gone on for longer periods of time and has included drama off the field as well. For the most part, the Titans is just on the field performance and really just firings for the most part here.
They did have a player try to attack a member of the media last summer.
They did, yes. I may have forgotten about that. No. That's right.
It's okay. It's all right.
But between Aaron Rodgers, but between, I mean, at least Amy Adams Strunk is not answering questions about who is actually making the decisions, her or a kid.
Oh, well, damn.
Those are real questions being asked about the Jets owner. That's bad.
I think the capabilities of her might equal Woody Johnson's child. That's what I think.
I mean, sure, yeah.
She fired Mike Vrabel. Like, she had everything that she would need right there. She fired the guy. And then she said the GM is great and they fired. This is not a video game. That's what they said that Woody Johnson kid was doing. Like, they said that they were making decisions over Madden ratings. Now, that is hilarious. Now, I can't argue if the Jets were number one, but, we have seen over time Woody Johnson have success. We have. Amy Adams inherited the team. The team was able to run on for a few more years on the back of Derrick Henry. And now that she actually needs to start a team from scratch because she fired one of the best minds in the NFL and Mike Vrabel, now she got to start over? Like, I don't know. I get it. How bad? Well, it's impossible to answer. I think Woody Johnson, all things considered, the Jets one day will be good again. The Tennessee Titans, they'll be good too. I just think she has no track record. None. None. I think they're bad, man. They're bad. They got nothing. Nothing. At least the New York Jets, they were swinging for the fences. It was going to work or it wasn't going to work. They're a disaster. But today, the Tennessee Titans, it's one of those things where you want to pull your collar a little bit. I wish her nothing but the... I know Eddie George is coaching. She needs somebody to come in and help him out just a little bit. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And speaking of the New York Jets being dysfunctional, I know there's another team in the New York metropolitan area, the New York Giants. Are they dysfunctional? Do the New York Giants belong in the same space of the Jacksonville Jaguars? I don't know if I'm going that far. Hickey, are the Giants dysfunctional?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes, they are.
Oh, boy. What makes them dysfunctional?
The fact that they hire and fire coaches every 2 or 3 years. The fact that they seemingly don't have a direction of what they're doing. The fact that their owner, not this time at least, but in previous times, has listened to the fan base and what they've said. I mean, you got fans buying planes to fly banners over the stadium, basically saying, John Mara, fire everybody.
Yeah, let's agree on one thing. You agree the Jets are more dysfunctional than the Giants, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. 855-212-4227. I agree with that. 855-212-4227. What is the most dysfunctional team? Who is the most dysfunctional team in the NFL? We'll continue to talk about it. The phone lines are open. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.